Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And here's your host, the Credit Master himself, Bruce Danielson.
Hello and welcome. As Frank just said, you're listening to the Consumer Fight Back Radio Talk Show. And for all you new listeners, since this is our first show on Voice America, we have been on the air, by the way, for 16, 17 years on radio and TV, streaming and so forth. We're going to give you a little information here about us. We are a weekly live call-in talk show regarding consumer advocacy and more specifically escaping economic bondage or credit restoration might be another term. You're going to hear the word credit repair, but the Federal Business and Credit Police publish credit repair buyer beware, which means when you go there, you'll see they say they've never seen a legitimate one. And that's true. None of them are approved by the government. To be legal to do this, you have to have U.S. Treasury approval. And if you are U.S. Treasury approved, then you probably should become an IRS 501c3. Very complex, but the system is designed to keep people that get in trouble with the so-called credit bureaus and lenders in trouble for as long as they can, because now you're going to pay them back at an exorbitant amount. And you'll see what we mean as you listen to this show and other shows. It's escaping economic bondage, or in other words, what to do if credit trouble finds you. And I'm your host. My name is Bruce Danielson, and we, this company, and myself own the singular and plural name Credit Master, Circle R. That means the United States Patent and Trademark Office recognizes us and has for years as the people that can use that, okay? And our job is to be consumer advocates first and to help people who are in trouble get out of trouble, and we've been doing it this March, middle of March, coming up will be 25 years, okay? And we are also streamed live on First Stone. That's our sponsoring advertiser for a long time, is First Stone Credit Counseling, firststone.com, or the name of the show, consumerfightback.com. And, of course, voiceamerica.com. All right? And as I said, we're consumer advocates, but we're also educators. We are required under the law to educate, and the U.S. Treasury monitors what we do. So every once in a while, they call up, pretend to be a prospect, and they also listen to some of our radio and TV things, okay? Anyway, we follow the rules, and we're very successful at getting people out of trouble. Unfortunately, it's not free. Anyway, tell you a little bit more about it. My co-host today, as usual, is a lady named J.D. who has opinions. Say hello, J.D.
Hello, and welcome to our show.
And normally we have our in-house technician, and by the way, we're in North Dallas, Texas, and Voice America, in case you don't know, is out of the Phoenix area, but is the number one cloud radio, if you will, broadcaster worldwide, and we are on the Variety Channel. They call them channels there. On the radio, it's frequencies, and TV are channels. So there's some confusion with all the modern situations. We do have a following, and we have new listeners all the time. So we want you to know what the truth is. We're in the truth business, and when we say that, we don't mean half or three quarters. We mean all. And you can check us out. In fact, we're going to give you a number in a little while here that you can call into the show and test us. And usually, we may or may not, depends on what time we have today, have a question of the week where you can win a prize. You can win an executive debugger, and JD will tell you more about that later, or a mug called I Fought Back with the Credit Master, okay? So anyway, just to give you a little overview today of what we're going to do, and we have some topics every week, and we will play those. There will be promos run during the week. Like I said, we've been doing this a long time. 16, 17 years is a long time. We have not done it every year. The original company started middle of March, 1990. All the rules changed under the Consumer Credit Protection Act, which we'll talk more about later, and particularly about who could help you get out of trouble, credit trouble, because there were so many scammers that knew more than the consumer. And if a consumer is in economic bondage, or your credit score now, or your credit report is all screwed up, which is where the score comes from, they want to keep you there because it's going to cost you extra. Yes, so that's punishment, and it's how they get their money back. And they all play the game. Who are they? Well, they're the people that loan money or sell you things on time. And there are people that report this called so-called credit bureaus. Yes, J.D.?
Banksters?
Banksters. Some people call them banksters. An interesting comment is, so a guy made one time that I think everybody knows who Jesus Christ is. Well, he was God on earth, and he was in human form, and he lost his temper twice. And once was, in those days, they called them money changers. Now we call them banksters.
That's right, banksters.
So that'll tell you what God thought, okay? Well, right, wrong, or it's allegedly a true story. It's in the book, all right? So, and if you look around and you see what's going on, it's a very tricky process. Don't get in trouble, but it's easy to get in trouble. It's nearly impossible for anybody to get out on their own. Yes, because if you're in trouble and you start singing your own praises, they just think you're BSing them a little more. Yeah. So anyway, we've been doing this for many, many years, and we're going to give you some call-in numbers in a little bit. Today, after we get through the first segment, we're going to have four segments here, and the first one is going to come up at about 15 after the hour, okay? And then we're going to do 3 minutes of promos, commercials. We'll be back for another 12 minutes, and we'll do another break of 3 minutes, and then we'll do another 12 and 3 minutes, and then 9, and we'll be out. Okay? Did you have something you want to say,
Well,
Jenny?
We have three things, very important. I've got a great show planned today, so we want to talk about specific things for you. And, of course, credit scoring is one of those things. Collectors, everybody, you know, knows about collectors. And basically everybody's wondering, whom can you trust to get you out of credit trouble?
So we're going to talk about in the second segment, whom can you trust to get you out of trouble, and how do you know? So we're going to show you how to check things out. Yeah, we can stand the test. And when it comes to collectors, something you probably didn't know, there are two basically different kinds under two sets of laws. Yes, and if you don't know all these things, it's going to be very difficult to get out of trouble. And let's see. What else was it, J.D., the credit score?
Well, on the credit score, and there's so many factors to that, and so there's a pie, what they call a pie, and how it breaks down as to which things really are more prevalent and costing you negative points. So we're going to talk about that.
As you know, the world has gotten much, much faster in the last few years, especially with these smartphones and the Internet. So if it was going to be faster, what they discovered was they, being the public and some of the creditors, that the big banks had a scoring system. In fact, what they used to do years ago was the ones that had less defaults would go steal each other's scoring guys. Well, finally, the credit bureaus, so-called credit bureaus, and we'll tell you why we call them so-called, and there are three big ones now. At one time, there were thousands of small ones. You got to know a little history here. This all really got going after World War II, okay? So anyway, you'll find a lot of things interesting, we think, and you may want to take some notes. So you might want a pencil and a paper, or if you can text fast enough, all right, you're going to learn a lot of things, and you'll figure out that this is the smartest way to get out of trouble, is to hire First Stone Credit Counseling, who gives installments to help you.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Darn, my credit report and risk scores are still a nightmare. It's even worse since I hired a credit repair clinic. Where can I turn?
Hi, frustrated with credit repair scams, credit counselor collectors in disguise, and those so-called credit bureaus, and maybe some third-party collectors? There's still one company, perhaps only one in all of America, that can actually get you out of credit trouble. But I won't tell you unless you buy me lunch.
Buy lunch? Oh, my bad credit and risk score is dragging me down, costing me a fortune and lost opportunities. You get your free lunch.
The only person to ever take the credit bureaus to real financial task founded First Stone Credit Counseling. First Stone is a U.S. Treasury certified consumer advocate nonprofit with a 501c3 certificate. Call them when you need help. 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or visit their website at firststone.com. FirstStone.com. First Stone.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Want to help make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And here's your host, the credit master himself, Bruce Danielson.
All right, we're back from break, and you're listening to the Consumer Fight Back Show, as Frank said, and we're coming to you live from our own studios in North Dallas, Texas, and we're on Voice America out of Arizona, and we're talking about getting people out of credit trouble. and economic bondage. A lot of people don't realize just how clever the big guys are with managing the masses by having a credit and cash flow system, it's called. And if you get crossways with them, they now have a quick down and dirty method of figuring out your integrity factor, okay? That means what's your credibility. Years ago, we coined the word creditability, and credibility are the same. In fact, one of our competitors in Atlanta is violating our ownership of that. One of these days, we may have a serious courtroom discussion about it. They're doing quite well, and we have actually only one legitimate competitor in America, and they are nationwide, as are we, but they're huge. They were created by the so-called credit bureaus back in the 1950s, when after World War II, people started using credit more. We had come out of a depression, if you remember the history, or some of you listening may be old enough to know. So anyway, after the Depression and after WW2, the country started getting more mobile and so forth, and Eisenhower got in office and created the interstate highway system. And also, we started getting into credit cards so that you could go buy something on time, and that kept your nose to the grindstone, as they say, see? So anyway, they have developed that to the point where actually they have a credit scoring system. In fact, there's about 20 of them out there now, but the only one that you need to know and you need to check all the time is called the FICO system. Stands for the company that created it, Fair Isaac Company, FICO. All the credit bureaus got together with them about 14 or so years ago. They were a California company who, I wouldn't have done this, moved back to Minneapolis for some reason. It's cold up there. Wow. Anyhow, FICO is the scores, about the only score that any of the lenders or installment lenders use. Experian used to be called TRW, and TRW was put out of business essentially by us because there was a lawsuit. We'll talk about that on some other show, where they turned around and sold it to the English. Experian is an English name, and they're about as nasty as it gets. Yes. Experian says it's 90%, but it's actually more like 99%. So if you're going to get involved with the scoring system, if it's not a FICO, it doesn't mean anything. In fact, you can't get a home loan without a FICO system score, and they use the middle score, right, J.D.?
They do, and Mr. D., I think you need to explain to our listeners that they are not bureaus. They are not federal. So they are a credit reporting agency only.
Ah, that's a good point. They like to, that's why we call them so-called credit bureaus. They like to use the term bureau, makes them sound like they're important to government agency, but actually, in fact, they are for-profit. A couple of them are traded publicly. In fact, one of them is owned by the super nasty guys who brought down the mortgage business a lot, weren't totally their fault, called Goldman Sachs. They bought TransUnion from the Pritzker family out of Chicago. Yes, and the Pritzkers own Hyatt Hotel, and one of them's working for Obama. All that money, they got billions. So what are they doing working for the guys that allegedly are out helping all the little guys? Are they just generous, or is there a secret motive here? Do you understand? See? So anyway, we're into who can you trust and how do you know? Well, back in 1996, the federal government got tired of all the public being scammed by credit repair. And so a lady who was the head of consumer protection at the Business and Credit Police, that's the Federal Trade Commission, and you can go to FTC.gov, and look this up. It's still there. She published, I think it was in 98, Credit Repair, Buyer Beware, and in the bottom of the second paragraph, she says they've never seen a legitimate one, and that's true. Now, if you hire a credit repair clinic and they're illegitimate, now you're illegitimate. You see, in America, if you drive the getaway car for the bank robber, you're a criminal too. And if they're violating the law and you hire them, the credit bureaus, so-called credit bureaus, consumer reporting agencies actually, have a right to beat you up indefinitely. Now, we're really good at getting people out of that kind of trouble and getting you some money for it. Most people don't know how to do it. One of the big ones is in Utah. Yeah. Calling themselves a law firm. And Google sells AdWords to them for $10,000 a day to scam the public. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have an approval from the Treasury. You have to be like First Stone Credit Counseling and the other one, the CCCS's, Consumer Credit Counseling Service, who is actually a collection agency in disguise. But let me tell you how well they did last year fooling the public. $50 billion is the estimate. Gross. Now, that's gross. They didn't take all that home. But if they don't take any bad news off, they'll help you pay it off at $1.25. But First Stone Credit Counseling will help you pay it off at maybe 20 to 60 cents if you owe it and take the bad news off because you can. You can because they all violate the rules. But a consumer, it's too complex for most of them to do it themselves. The law says you can, of course. But you're going to need some help because if you're out singing your own praises, it doesn't sell well to a jury. Does it, J.D.?
It does not. You have to be really, really careful and really know who you are hiring.
So, you see the uniqueness of this program? And Voice America has been working on bringing this to you for about a year. In fact, the executive producer is a program director named Scott Duffy. And he's smart enough to figure out, and Voice America, who the only consumer advocate legitimate outfit in the world is. Yes. And I'm not blowing our own horn. I just don't want to have to have you become a client. Right now, there's about 100 million potential clients in this country, and we certainly couldn't handle them all. But if you are suffering from credit stress and low credit scores, and we're going to talk about credit scoring here a little bit further down the road today and more all the time, then you're not going to go very far. And no big company, it's kind of like if you remember Ross Perot ran for president years ago. He's from Dallas here. And this lady reporter asked him, said, Mr. Perot, why dare you investigate this guy's credit when he worked for you? He said, well, ma'am, if he can't manage his money, he's not going to manage much of mine. And I'm going to tell you that all the rich guys pretty well share that opinion, okay? Yeah, those banksters, as you call them, right?
That's right. And, you know, before we go to break, I would like to just quickly let these people know, our listeners, that you have a credit score card out there. And so you've got to really pay attention to your credit. And we're going to tell you how it's broken down in percentages, okay, and what part of it is important.
So in the next segment here, and we're coming up on break in about, minute and a half, and we'll be going to another three-minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about all this. We're also going to give you a phone number that you can call in and ask us a question. You can test us. Test the Credit Masters. See if you can fool us. The call-in number is 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. And if you need the Credit Masters to get you out of trouble during the week, you can call 972 area code. That's 972-235-1188. 972-235-1188. But you can rest assured that First Stone Credit Counseling, been around since the original company was had a different name. But it got legal back in 96 and 97. The enactment date was April 1st of 97, where you had to have Treasury approval. And if you really wanted to be a star with them, you became a nonprofit with IRS 501c3. So we're here to help you, because if the middle class, the rich guys have plenty of money, they don't need a lot of credit. But the middle class is the upwardly mobile, is out of trouble, then this country will be healthy. Okay? Well, Brad, I think is it time to go to another break? All right. Well, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes, folks, and we'll talk more about all these things then. See you in three.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Credit stressed? Need credit repair? The Federal Credit and Business Police, the FTC, state they've never seen a legal credit repair clinic. If those so-called credit repair and debt negotiator illegals are not smart enough to get legal, what makes them smart enough to solve your credit problems?
Hi, I'm Bruce Danielson, founder of First Stone Credit Counseling, the one company that is U.S. Treasury approved and competent to do credit file restoration. We're not collectors in disguise or consumer ripoff artists. In fact, First Stone is a consumer advocate credit file restorer with a U.S. Treasury 501c3 nonprofit certification who has resolved thousands of credit problems over the last 18 plus years. First Stone can put you back on track to financial freedom, and you can start right now by calling
First Stone at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or check the website firststone.com. That's FIRSTSTONE.com.
What kind of world do you want to live in? Should we continue down our current path, or is there a better way? Together, we can change the world. We must start with ourselves, then we can future-proof our homes, businesses, and communities. Many people don't realize it, but most of our society's biggest problems can be solved using current technology. My name is Shane Wolf, and I want to help you understand what you can do right now to make a difference while saving money, reducing your environmental impact, and improving the health of yourself and the people around you. Join me for Future Proof Radio, and let's build a better world.
Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
How do you achieve the utmost success in your life, career, faith, relationships, and more? It's all here in The Business of Living with host Scott Ventrella. Scott has experience as an executive coach, sought-after speaker, and lecturer. He and his guests will offer practical solutions and strategies to help you move to the next level of success, no matter where you are in your life and career. The Business of Living airs live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Are you experiencing a relationship or a relationship slip? Without the carefully measured balance of spirit and ego, it might not be what you want it to be. On Relation Slips with Dr. Bobby Summer and Lori Lynn Mann, we'll explore relationships from two unique ends of the spectrum. In addition, we'll have amazing guests, both experts and celebrities, and we'll hear from you too. Relation Slips can be heard live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And And here's your host, the Credit Master himself, Bruce Danielson.
Hey, we're back live in the third segment of the show. There's four parts to this show after break. And we are talking about credit issues, and we have a caller, I'm told, Steve, from somewhere in Georgia. Steve, are you there?
Yes, good morning, here in Georgia.
How's everything in Georgia?
Everything is well. Been listening to the show and just kind of had a question. With 2015 New Year's resolutions coming, trying to do something financially with my own credit.
I see. Okay.
The question that I had, I mean, with so many outfits out there that claim to do the credit repair services and nonprofits and so forth, how do we know which one is correct, which one to go with? Some people say they can sit in a courtroom. Can you explain a little bit about who I can trust to really do a good job, because the credit has impacted me for a while and I want to get it corrected?
Right. You don't want to do the wrong thing, because if, like I was saying earlier on the show, if you hire an illegal, what most people don't realize in this country is that you are now illegal in the eyes of the systems people, and the credit reporting agency system says if you hire a crook, you must be a crook, whether you know it or not, because the government says privately, ignorance is no excuse to violate the law, see? So, anyway, there are the U.S. Treasury Inspector General is the authority for who's legitimate and who's not, and they have to be approved, and they publish that. What's the name of that outfit, JD?
Consumer Financial Protection Agency is really on the scope,
okay.
Or I mean, they're on the radar screen right now, looking at credit repair companies.
But there's an organization, I can't think of the name right now, but we'll get it for you, if not this week, where you can go online. Now, they used to give this out free as to who's legitimate and who's not, and I can't think of it. JD, can you remember who it is? It doesn't come up very often. But anyway, you can call the Treasury. You could call the U.S. attorneys. They should know, and if they don't, it'll probably be like last time I gave this out, they got about 1,000 calls and they were upset with me. So much so they called and said, don't do that. But anyway, they should know and they should tell you. The government's not very good at educating explaining the law. See, everybody's supposed to hire a lawyer or something to do that. Well, they don't work for free and so forth and so on. So you have to be approved by the Treasury, and if you can get a hold of them, they should tell you. So you'll find out it's First Stone Credit Counseling, and the other has about 100 franchises called Consumer Credit Counseling Services. Some of them have changed their name. Steve, where are you at in Georgia?
In the Atlanta area.
Okay, well, there's a big one in the Atlanta area. It used to be called Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Atlanta, I believe, or Georgia. Now they're calling themselves Creditability, right?
Yeah, we have that, and I think they just changed the name. Do they really do a good job in terms of credit work?
Well, the government says they're legal to get you out of trouble now. If you don't mind spending an extra 3 to 11 years to get out and pay them $1.25, you should hire them and leave all the bad news on, because there's a thing in this business called the DLA, date of last activity. The DLA is critical on credit reports. So if somebody that settles this doesn't make a deal with the creditor to take the bad news off, when the last payment's made, they can keep it on for 7 more years. So you may have them all paid off and think you're good, but all the bad news that you were bad is going to be on for 7 more years. So let's say it took 8 years to settle it, to get the money together, and now you got seven more. That's 15 years of your life. How long are you going to work? 50 years? That's a lot of chunk out of it, isn't it? So you would be better off to go to First Stone Credit Counseling, who would settle it for probably 20 to 60 cents, and take the bad news off because you can. Yep, that sounds mysterious, but it's true. It's longer than we can tell you on the air right now. But if you listen to the show for bits and pieces over the next few weeks, you'll kind of understand. Now, doing it yourself, the law says you can, but doing this and playing hardball in a courtroom, we have a network of lawyers. Network of lawyers that we've screened for you that actually do a good job. And on top of that, we know the only, shockingly, six experts in the United States that pass the gate into the courtroom to tell the jury just what a good guy you are and the truth. They don't have to lie. They just have to get the word out. That will be very difficult for a consumer to do, that you're really getting ripped off by the system. You have a right to get out of trouble. You see, it's not a criminal thing. They make you feel like a criminal. Do you feel kind of like a criminal, Steve?
Every time I apply for something, when they get turned down, yeah, I kind of get that feeling that I did something wrong.
Yeah, but it's actually a civil matter, and they didn't educate you very good in school. They just tell you, hey, pay your bills. Well, blindly doing something and just listening and paying your bills may not be the best thing for you, see? So does this make sense to you?
It does. It sounds like you guys are more consumer-friendly than some of the other folks I've contacted. I sure would like to get some more information on the company, so I'll definitely look forward to listening to you guys in the future and write some information down.
The website, it's firststone.com is our big advertiser, and that's not one S-T, but F-I-R-S-T-S-T-O-N-E.com, firststone.com. You can also email us from there, or you can call during the week or after the show, 972-235-1188, 972-235-1188. And give us a call, Steve, and we'll set you up on a program. We'll investigate it. We'll find out what it is. We'll tell you how long, about how much it costs, give you an installment program, give you a job where you can go find some other people need some help, and you can. The government allows us to give a finder's fee. Yes. We shamed them into that. They may not like to hear it that way, but they said, well, we don't think you ought to be able to do that. Well, the other one can't, but we can because we said, we're consumer advocates, and if you're going to really help somebody get out of credit trouble, let them spend a little time referring other people over here, and instead of giving it, sorry, to the radio station or the TV station, let's give it to the individual. That's the kind of company First Stone is, because what makes the United States of America great is the middle class, who strives and works hard to invent things that makes life better for us. So give us a call. Anyway, thank you. And JD, we are getting into, we got a couple of minutes before we go to break again, and we want to talk about credit scoring.
We do. We want to talk about the pie. It's very, very important to understand how it's broken up and how your scores are designated, okay? And
well, let me explain pi to you. There is a circle, 100%, and if you cut it up into slices, there's how many parts?
Oh, let's see. We've got one, two, three, four, five.
Five parts, and some of them count more than others, right?
Okay. Your payment history counts 35%. That's the largest part of this pie. And the accounts that you, the number of accounts that you owe, that's 30%. The length of your credit history is 15%. 10% is new credit, and 10% is types of credit used. It's very important to remember that late payment history is extremely important, and you want to be really, really careful about paying your bills and paying them on time. That is so important.
Never pay them late if possible. Now, get in the habit of paying things a couple weeks early if you can, all right, or a week early. Why? Because the postmark means something, but the government, some of the congressmen tried to get that passed, a guy named Bob Barr years ago, and they wouldn't pass it. The lobbyists got in there and nixed that. So what you want to do is make sure that it is posted, and you can argue it, though. And if you know how to do a few things that we'll teach you, you can win that argument. And not only will you get the credit straightened out, but you'll get some of their money. Yeah, they have to pay for beating you up and lying about you or abusing you. Yes, they do. The law, there's a series of laws called the Consumer Credit Protection Act. The Consumer Credit Protection Act. Well, anyway, we're going to break, and we'll see you back here in about 3.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Have you ever noticed that credit bureaus are not very consumer-friendly? The sad truth is they're about 99.9% credit collector and lender-friendly. However, without consumers, credit bureaus have nothing to sell. Period. Speaks volumes, doesn't it? Something new has just arrived on the scene. It's the People's Credit Bureau, a truly consumer-friendly and consumer-fair credit bureau. And it's not just selling bad news like all those three other systems. Fact, consumers can join the People's Credit Bureau Club now. Here's a sampling of some benefits you'll receive. 1. A credit guard service. 2. Fast-track credit restoration with correction and file cleanup. 3. A shield and sword attorney network. 4. Credit realities educational courses. And there's much, much more. The People's Credit Bureau even has the power to certify or guarantee to creditors that you will pay your tab no matter what. Join up today and call 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com. That's 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com on the web.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
No!
Are you aware that America is fast becoming a two-class society? The haves and the have-nots. The haves, who control big business and call themselves elites. They use credit reports along with credit risk integrity scores to brand the have-nots and to widen the gap. First Stone Credit Counseling and the People's Credit Bureau are fighting back. When you join First Stone Credit Counseling, you'll also receive a membership in the People's Credit Bureau. Your first benefit is a personal credit file evaluation with FICO risk scores, letting you know where you fit in today's credit society and what you must do to avoid have-not status. That's just a start. To learn more, go to firststone.com, F-I-R-S-T-S-T-O-N-E.com, or peoplescreditbureau.com. Or give us a call at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Join up today and protect your tomorrow.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And here's your host, the Credit Master himself, Bruce Danielson.
Hello, and we're back live. This is the last segment of our first show on Voice America today, which is January 20th, 2015. And what we've been talking about in the last segment that we're going to continue on with JD, the lady with opinions here, is the credit scoring, because that is critical to a lot of things. It's critical to credit and cash flow situations, and you can't get a good job if you got low credit scores, and you darn sure can't buy a house at a reasonable price. For example, an additional point of interest on your house is $50,000 on a 30-year mortgage. And by the way, 99% of all the home loans are 30 years. I don't care what they tell you about cash buyers. 10-year, 15, 20-year loans there, that. And that's $50,000 per 100,000 of house per point. Okay? So you can imagine what that is. So it's critical. JD?
Well, I want our listeners to remember that your credit worthiness is a very important factor. And the higher your score, the better your credit worthiness is perceived. Now, it's not just the negative things that affects your scores. There are other factors as well. And inquiries is one of the things that can cost you points.
Yeah, let me mention there's two kinds of inquiries. Some of you have heard this. It's called hard hits and soft hits. Hard hits is where you apply for credit, something. You want to go buy a car or a house or get a credit card, like when you walk into one of these stores, hey, I'd like to give you a credit card. And that sounds really good because you can buy more of their product, right? And then you make an extra 20%, or actually it's probably only 19.9, pretty close to 20, right? So anyway, go ahead.
So anytime that you allow somebody to pull your credit report, you have to give them your Social Security number, so you can pretty well bet that they're going to pull a credit report on you. Keep in mind also that anytime you apply for a job, they're going to want to pull your credit. So we live in a credit society, and everything that you do is predicated on this credit.
Credit and cash flow, because we are told we have to make our money move. Remember, some of you, I'm sure, remember the recent mortgage situation when nobody was spending and the economy ground to a halt. So people have to invest, they have to do this, they have to do that, and so forth. Now, credit score hard hits. You're allowed 10 per bureau every 2 years, and then they start lowering your scores. Yeah. We've dragged this out of them in court. See, if you haven't had the experience, you don't know all these things. See, soft hits is when you have a credit card and they want to look at you once a year just to see if there's anything new. So they think they can see if you're getting in trouble, okay? So that should explain some.
And those hard hits stay on your credit report 2 full years. They will not take them off until the absolute last day of the 2 years. So it's very important not to have too many of those inquiries, because they do cost you maybe, Bruce, about 3 points?
There's a lot of argument about how many it is. They don't want to tell you. They want to keep those secrets, see. But it's probably anywhere from 5 to 10 points. I see people come in here with 90 hits. Yeah, well, so you're allowed 30, so there's 60 at 5 points each, huh? That's 300 points. Oh, and by the way, we really ought to tell you that the FICO current score range is 300 to 850. Yes. So if you have a 300 score, I've never seen one that low. I've seen about 390 once. But here's kind of the range for reference. If you've got a 499, you're an F. If you got a 500, you're a D minus. If you have a 699, you're a B plus. And if you have a 700, you're an A minus. And if you're like me, you've got an 800. They hate me, but if I don't have 800, we talk about it and they don't fix it, I go to court because it's damaging me and I go get some damages. And so they don't like it very much, but you're going to beat me up. You're going to prove it because, well, this is a country where I'm a veteran. I went to war, and we went to war not just for the veterans, but for everybody, okay? So I'm no war hero, but some people are. Some people gave their life so we can have this wonderful place, and anybody doesn't appreciate it, maybe I ought to go to Syria or somewhere, huh? Go live where there's real trouble. All right? So they ought to appreciate it. Anyway.
We just want people to really be mindful of the fact that anytime you give out your Social Security number, you can pretty well bet that someone's going to pull your credit report. And so remember, too, that anytime that you're looking for a job, that is something that is going to be looked at, is your credit. So it's so important to get your credit cleaned up.
It is, and it will keep you from going anywhere. Now, we're coming down to the end of the first show, so we want to tell you a couple things. Normally, we have what we call the berry corner. Yes, there are two kinds of berries, strawberries, which are good things, and raspberries, which are bad things. So normally during this time, and we will tell you about some good things in the berry corner and some bad things that are raspberries. So we don't have any of those today. And during most shows, we're going to have the question of the week. And if you guess right, you can get an executive debugger, which is a fly swatter on a dart gun, and they're really nifty. The people who invented it actually works. You want to swat them or shoot them?
And this is not a children's toy. This is an adult toy.
Yeah, it's an adult toy. So anyway, we've enjoyed bringing you this show, and we want to thank Voice America and Mr. Scott Duffy, and we want to thank Steve in Atlanta for calling in. But we'll be back with you next Tuesday at 9:02. We start 2 minutes after the hour, and we'll be a little better organized, even though we've been on the air many years, been in the business many years, because we will have the wizard back here this weekend to see if we can't do this a little better. But
And next week, we're going to talk to you about collectors, and we have a lot of information that we want you to know about collectors.
You're going to want to know what to do and how to stop collectors. It's easy to get in trouble. It's very difficult to get out on your own. It's not impossible, but darn near. And if you hire First Stone Credit Counseling, you're going to get out a whole lot quicker and for a lot less money, and if they're nasty enough, you'll get some of theirs. Anyway, we want to say goodbye.
Thank you for listening. We'll look forward to hearing from you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.